Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me.
Here in the Vatican, the director of the Vatican Museums, Professor Antonio Paolucci, picks up on a successful End of July initiative, during which, in a break with tradition, he flung open to the public the great doors of his museum, an event so successful it is to be repeated on Fridays throughout September and October, so art lovers can better admire in comfort and wonder the masterpieces on view there, collected by the popes down the centuries. But let's listen to the words of the director of the Vatican Museums, Professor Antonio Paolucci.
Vatican Museums must be enjoyed by all the world, by tourists, by the guests coming from far countries, and in a special way, I think, must be enjoyed by the citizen of Rome, by the Roman people. This is the reason I wanted to open the Vatican Museums, the museums of the Pope, at night, the first time in the history of the Vatican Museums.
You just mentioned that you wanted this museum that was opened by the popes as a pop museum. I heard you say that. You called it a pop museum. What did you mean by this?
You must understand that the Vatican Museums are visited each year by 4-5 million people. This is a number terrible, no? This means the Vatican Museums are popular museums, like Uffizi in Florence, like Louvre in Paris. And this popular reality of the Vatican Museums is an important and necessary characteristic of this great reality. The Vatican Museums are the most important concentration in the world of art, of history, of culture, of faith. It's necessary a whole life for now in the Vatican Museums. But the time for the tourist is very, very, very little. This is the most important problem. I hope that this experience will be unforgettable and magnificent and wonderful for the people. I hope that, and I wish say to people of Rome and to our guests in Rome, may you keep for a long in your hearts a good memory of this splendid, magnificent night.
Any advice to those who are going to visit in terms of what you think is most wonderful in the museums?
I wish that the people visit and enjoy it in the Stanza della Segnatura by Raffaello and in the Cortile Ottagono. Inside the Vatican Museums, in the Colle del Belvedere, there are the most important, the most magnificent masterpieces of the Roman and Greek art. The marble of Laocoonte, the Apollo of Belvedere, Under the Sky of Rome. This is, I think, an unforgettable experience.
And my thanks there go to the director of the Vatican Museums, Professor Antonio Paolucci, for taking the time to speak to us there. And, by the way, if you're interested, don't forget to book online. The address is www.vatican.va.
Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.